Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Chaim Balter. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel, Le'ilu Nishmas Menachem Meir ben Naftali, and Esther Bas David.
Today's daf is Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. We will actually be starting our discussion from the Mishnah on Chaf Beis Amud Beis the bottom. We will cover three topics. The first topic will be the halacha of Oses sukkah barosha ilon, that if someone makes a sukkah on top of a tree, the Mishnah says ksheira, however, velo olin lo biyantif. Rashi explains that the reason ain olin lo biyantif is because the gazabar rabbanon, there's an isidar rabbanon, the ain olin bi ilon, that you're not allowed to climb on a tree, the ain mishtam shem bo shem yitlosh. It's a shfus, it's a dinder rabbanon, that you're not allowed to climb a tree on yantif, because perhaps you may grab one of the branches. Two questions arise concerning this issue. Question number one is, why ain't olin lo biyantif? Even though it's an issa de rabbanan, perhaps you should say that the aseh of yeshiva sukkah should be doche the los aseh mid rabbanan of climbing a tree. Secondly, if someone actually does go ahead and violate the issa de rabbanan of climbing the tree, would he be yotzei the mitzvah sukkah? Rashi in the second Divrei HaMaaseh Ksheir in the Mishnah says that kishera lecholo shel moed, va'af biyanta vim over va'ola yotza yidei chavasa. Mashm, according to Rashi, that if you did not listen to the halach in the Mishnah of not lechatchila climbing the tree on yantif, but if you actually did climb the tree on yantif, you would be yotze the mitzvah sukkah b'dieved. And the question then arises, isn't there an issue of mitzvah hababa vera? So that's topic number one, the halachas of topic number two will be the Gemara on Chaf Gimel Malalev, which deals with the issue of using an animal or a tree for a sukkah, whereby it is considered to be a mechitza she'eno ru'uya kol shiva, a mechitza that is not usable all 7 days, like we said, because there's an issa d'rabbanan. The question is, is something that's eino roi mid the rabbanan? If the sukkah is eino roi, is not usable only because of issa de rabbanan, does that violate the rule that a sukkah has to be usable on a doraisa level all 7 days? In general terms, this brings up us to a major question: if something that's eino roi mid the rabbanan is also eino roi mid doraisa. The third topic we will discuss is the halacha of mechitza. The third topic will be, if there is a mechitza that you use for a sukkah that is unable to withstand a normal wind that you can anticipate on dry land, the Gemara says lav klum, and we will be choker whether that is a din in mechitzas b'chol ha-Torah kula, meaning that whenever a mechitza is required midoraisa in the Torah, not only by sukkah, but by Shabbos and Kalayim, would you say that that wall has to be able to withstand the Ruch Metzuyah? Or is this halacha just a particular halacha in Dira Sukkah, a requirement of the fact that a sukkah has to be royal Dira, and therefore it has to be able to withstand the Ruch Metzuyah? Topic number one is the topic of Ha'osa Sukkasa Barosha Ilan. We ask the question of, why is it that if you make a sukkah on top of an Ilan, are you not allowed to climb the Ilan on Yontif in order to go ahead and to be Kayim Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah? As mentioned, there is an Issa D'Rabbanan to climb a tree on Yontif. However, there's also an Aseh of Yeshiva Sukkah. How come the halach is Ve'ein Olin Lo B'Yontif? L'chori Yesh L'ayin, we should be Ma'ayin, why don't we use the general klal of Aseh Dochalos? Aseh you should be Ola on Yontif in order to be Kayim the Mitzvah Aseh. Now let us even strengthen this question and say we're talking about a scenario whereby there is absolutely no other sukkah available for you to go ahead and be yotzei the mitzvah sukkah. Would you then say that the aseh of sukkah would allow you to be over the los aseh midrabanan of climbing the ilan? Furthermore, let us say it's the first night where there's no option to stay outside the sukkah. You must enter the sukkah to be yotzei the mitzvah achila on the first night, based on the Gzeres Shava of Tesvav Tesvav. Now, in simply, we would think that the concept of Aseh Dochalos Aseh is not applicable in this case, because the Gemara in Beit Achesamad Beis states, Emer damrinon ase dochalosa say. When do we say ase dochalosa say? Only in cases of mila betzaras, where a person is cutting off the tzaras at the same time he's doing the mitzvah mila, or sudden betzitzis, that there's a simultaneous kiyum hamitzvah of tzitzis while you're being over the isur kelayim. The lashon of the Gemara is the beidna. When the lo sase is being violated, the kamake lav kaimakum ase. When the lo sase is being violated, it has to be at the same time that you're also in the violation of the lo sase, being mekayim the ase. However, if the lav, if the violation predates the ase, we normally don't say ase docha lo sase. So in this case, the person is actually climbing the tree at the exact moment, at the moment prior to him being sitting in the sukkah. So here it's not be'idna. You're not being mekayim the aseh until you've already been over the los aseh. So face value is you should not be able to say the aseh is doch los aseh. However, there is a tosis in Psochim, in Tesam and Aleph, Divar Hamaschel Osi, that postulates that if an aseh is chomer, then that aseh chomer should be docha and aseh hakal. And the lashon of tosis in Psochim, in Tesam and Aleph is that the aseh has enough chashivas, if it is chomer, to perhaps even be over a lav that is not as chomer. So therefore, in our case, would we say that the aseh of sukkah, which is an aseh midoraisa, is more chomer than the lo saseh, which is only a lo saseh midorabanan? The case in Psachim and Tesamut Aleph is talking about the aseh of Pesach, which is considered to be an aseh chomer, based on the fact that the aseh of Pesach has an isur kares. Would be able to transfer that concept here and to say the aseh, the oraisa of yeshiva sukkah, can be docha the lo saseh, which is only a shvus midrabanan of ola be'ilon. Now, the Prima Gadim actually brings this question up in the Mishpesot Zohov, Simen Tafresh Chav Ches Siv Gimel, and he says, in this case, I won't say the aseh is docha, the aseh d'orais is docha the los aseh midrabanan, because it's actually a halacha by Shofar in Simen Tovkuf Pei Aleph, Sif Chav Ches and Chav Beis, that says clearly, based on a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis and Beis, that ein mechalin yontif b'shvil mitzvah Shofar, afilu b'shvus, ve'ein ola b'ilon, v'lo shat b'nohar. And there it seems clear that I'm not allowed to be over the isur d'rabanan, even if it would allow me to facilitate the mitzvah shofar. And the assumption is I cannot get a shofar anywhere else except by taking it from on top of the tree or going across the river. Nevertheless, the halacha is I'm not allowed to violate the shvus in order to be mekayim the mitzvah shofar. And the Magen Avraham, based on the Ran in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis and Beis, the Magen Avraham in Siman Tafresh Chav Ches Sif Katan Chav Gimel says, the reason is because the yomtiv is an aseh and a los aseh. And even though it's only a shvus, the chachomim hishvu divreim l'shal Torah, in this case, in order to strengthen the shvus, they gave it the status of a din d'oraisa, and it's as if the shvus is being strengthened. So to here we would say, in our Gemara, the Prima Gadim says, that the aseh of yeshiva sukkah should not be docha the los aseh of climbing an elon, climbing a tree, based on the fact that also chacham chizuk divrayim, just like by shofar, and they treat the shvus as an isur d'oraisa, which would have the aseh and los aseh of yontif. Therefore, the aseh would not be doche the aseh and los aseh of yontif. The Prima Gadim also asks that on Rashi, the im aver v'ala yotzi de chavasa. That lashon of Rashi is that in divar hamasul kshera, the second divar hamasul kshera, on the Mishnah Chav Beis Amid Beis, that Rashi says im aver v'ola, that if you actually did climb the sukkah and violate the iser of shvus of being ola b'ilon, Rashi says that if you im aver, if you did war over, then v'ola yotzi de chavasu. The question is, why is it not a mitzvah b'avera? What's happened is you've been over an avera derabanan in order to be mekayim a mitzvah saseh. The mitzvah eson actually has a hagar in the Rashi. His hagar in the Rashi is the im aver v'ola lo yotzi de chavasa. What are these two girsos in Rashi or hagos in Rashi tali on? The first question may be: do we say mitzvah haboba avera, that the avera cancels out the mitzvah when the avera is an avera midarabanan, And the mitzvah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So this is a topic of discussion. And the Prima Gadim assumes that we say mitzvah hababa veru with naveru midrabanan. And there are two rayas for this. The first raya is the Gemara in Psachim Lamed Hamed Beis, where the Gemara in Psachim Lamed Hamed Beis says that you're not yotze b'matzah shel tevel. And the Gemara there says pshita, it's pashit. Then the Gemara adds, we're talking about that the tevel, the matzah is actually grown, the wheat is actually grown in a pot, whereby the iser tevel is only tevel tovel midrabanan. Nevertheless, the tevel midrabanan would negate the mitzvah d'oraisa. Rashi, on the very top of Lamed Hamed Beis Psachim, says one of the possibilities is mitzvah haba bavera. So you see, Rashi accepts the idea that mitzvah haba bavera can even exist to negate a mitzvah d'oraisa, even if the avera is midrabanan. Another raya is the Gemara in Brachos, Mem Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses the Mishnah at the beginning of Shlosha She'achlu, which says that you cannot be mezamein on tevel. Again, the Gemara says pshita. It doesn't make sense that you can make a zimun on tevel because no one is allowed to partake in tevel. So the Gemara says the chiddush is we're talking about tevel tovel midrabanan. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph Halacha Yutes, takes this idea that you're not allowed to be mezamein on tevel midrabanan and extends it even to a bracha rishona or a bracha achrona. The Rambam says, Kol ochel davar asur ben bezodom ben beshkaga, enam bevarach ala v'lo bitchila v'lo besof. Someone who eats a davar asur should not make a bracha either prior or to after eating a davar asur. And he says, Ketzat, harisha ochel tevel, v'afilu tevel didivrehem. Even if you eat tevel midarabanan, the halacha is you don't make a bracha rishona or a bracha achrona. The Ravid disagrees, and the Ravid says it's just a halacha by zimun. But if a person would eat tevel, even tevel d'oraisa, then you would be able to make a birkas. You would have to bench birkas hamazon. One explanation the Rambam is that the Rambam learns there's a din of a mitzvah haba bavera by birkas hamazon, and you're not allowed to be yotzi birkas hamazon vis-a-vis an avera. And interestingly enough, the Rambam extends that to even tevel midrabanan. So we see that we at least have two sources that a mitzvah, avera midrabanan, would also be under the category of mitzvah haba bavera. So it may be that these two Hagos and Rashi are totally on the question of whether I would say that an avera derabanan would counteract a mitzvah d'oraisa. However, we mentioned that Rashi on Psachim Lamed Hamed Beis does believe in the concept that an avera derabanan is categorized as mitzvah haba bavera. So how could we be makayim the girsin Rashi, the im aver va'ala yotz yedechavasa? So there could be two other possibilities to answer up why you're yotzei if olo barashi ilon on yontif. One is that the general concept of mitzvah haba bavera would never apply to mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. That is the shita of the Ritva on Tesamar Aleph. The Gemara on Tesamar Aleph says that Chag HaSukkah Tase Lecha, Lecha Limutei Sukkah Gzula. It seems that we need a special Miyot D'oraisa to be Mema'et Sukkah Gzula from Mitzvah Sukkah. Tosos on Tesamar Aleph asks, why would I need that? You have the concept of Mitzvah Haba Bavera. Tosos says, because the whole concept of Mitzvah Haba Bavera is only Midrabanan. However, the Ritva there says that the concept of Mitzvah Haba Bavera does not apply to every Mitzvah. It would only apply to Karban and to Lulav, Dvarim haboim lerotzos, things that come to appease Hashem and are used within the context of pleading with Hashem or tefillah. However, since sukkah is not in that category, the Ritva says in general, mitzvah haba bavera would not apply to sukkah. Now, once again, Rashi might not be able to accept that because Rashi extends the concept of mitzvah haba bavera as we saw in Psachim Lamed Hamed Beis. He even applies it to matzah, which would not be consistent with the Ritva's answer that mitzvah haba bavera only applies to karban and lulav. So we may be able to answer Rashi with actually a third possibility. The third possibility is based on Yerushalmi in Perek HaOreg in Shabbos Halacha Gimel, where interpreting the Mishnah in Shabbos, the Yerushalmi comments that the Mishnah states, Misha kara al meso b'Shabbos, Yotzi Yidei Mitzvahs Kriya, that someone who tears his garment in sorrow and in anguish on Shabbos, which the Gemara says is actually a positive act of Kriya, that would allow him to be Yotzi the Mitzvahs Kriya. However, af al pi shuchayev misa bipnei shechilel et hashabbos. So the Gemara asks, how could he both be yotzei the mitzvah's kriya at the same time that he's chayev misa? Isn't it a mitzvah baba vera? So Yerushalmi answers, umay shnami ochel matzah gzula bepesach she'ena yotzei yedei mitzvah's achilas matzah. So you see that Yerushalmi extends the concept of mitzvah baba vera even to matzah gezula on Pesach. And Yerushalmi assumes stolen matzah you would not be yotzei because of mitzvah haba avera. The Yerushalmi answers, toman gufa avera. In the case of matzah gezula, somehow the matzah itself internalizes the avera. Gufa avera, it's a stolen piece of matzah, and you define it as a cheftza hagozel, and the avera is actually embedded in the cheftza shal mitzvah itself. But Ram Hocha, however, over here by Kriya, hu over avera, there is no cheftza of avera over here. There is no avera that actually embeds itself in any cheftza because the maisa Kriya is done, and there's actually no cheftza shal mitzvah, it's just a maisa hamitzvah. So when there's just a maisa hamitzvah, and there is not a cheftza shel mitzvah that actually gets the categorization of a cheftza shel avera, then we would not say mitzvah baba vera. Kachani Omer, similarly to Yerushalmi says, hotzi matzah, someone who carries matzah mirushus hayochet to rushus harabim, eino yotzi yibdei chavasa v'pesach, the Yerushalmi asks, it's inconceivable. Because even though the avera of being yotzi mirushus hayochet to rushus harabim facilitates the mitzvah, nevertheless, we know that the matzah itself is not, even though that matzah is a cheftza shel mitzvah itself, it's not also a cheftza shel avera. Similarly, we can answer up Rashi that the reason you yotzi yedei chavaso is because even if you maintain that an avera midorabonan has with it mitzvah baba avera, even if you maintain that sukkah has the concept of mitzvah baba avera, nevertheless, the sukkah in this instance is not a stolen sukkah. The sukkah itself is not a cheftza shel avera. All you've done is climb the tree and done a maisa avera to facilitate your yeshiva sukkah. And according to Yerushalmi, there would be no mitzvah haba avera in this instance because it's in maisa avera that facilitates the yeshiva sukkah, but the maisa avera is not a chelek or does not become part of the sukkah. And as opposed to sukkah gzula, there's no cheftza shel avera in this instance. Therefore, mitzvah haba avera would not apply. Therefore, according to Rashi, ola besukkah on yontif would be yotzi yedei chavasa. Our second topic will deal with sukkah ru'uya l'shiva and whether she'ena ru'uya midrabanan also creates a status of she'ena ru'uya midraisa. This topic is brought up in Chaf Gimel Ma'alef in connection with the halach in the Mishnah of creating a sukkah al gabe gamal, where the Mishnah states, ha'osa sukkaso, that someone who makes a sukkah, barosh ha'gola, barosh ha'sfina k'shera, and similar, va'olam la b'yontif, u'barosh ha'ilan al gabe gamal k'shera, ve'ein olam la b'yontif. The Mishnah paskins, on Chaf Beis Amud Beis, that if someone makes a sukkah on top of a gamel, that a halach is its kshera, but ve'ein olin lo biyantif. The problem becomes it is a sukkah that is kosher, but cannot be utilized all 7 days based on the issur d'rabbanan to utilize an animal on Shabbos or yantif. So the Gemara of Gimel Amud Aleph asks, Masnis and money, who does our Mishnah go like? The Gemara says, Reb Meir, he gets like Reb Meir, D'tanya, ha'osu sukkaso agabe behema, Reb Meir Machshir v'Reb Yehuda Poso. Machlokas Reb Meir, the Snam Mishnah, who's Machshir, and Abar Plukta Reb Yehuda, who says that a sukkah al gabe gamo or al gabe behema is Poso. My time at the Reb Yehuda, what's the reason for Reb Yehuda? Reb Yehuda's Dorish Aposok, Omer Kra, Chaka Sukkas Taselecha, Shivas Yomim. You have to have a sukkah for 7 days, which implies sukkah haru'uya l'shiva shmei sukkah, sukkah she'ena ru'uya l'shiva lo shmei sukkah. So Rabbi Yehuda says, since the sukkah cannot be utilized because of the gzera d'rabbanan all 7 days, therefore the sukkah becomes pasul. Tosfos points out, as in Divar HaMaskel, sukkah ru'uya l'shiva, mahay tama nami have haya posel b'sukkah gabi ilon. Based on this, not only a sukkah gabi behema, but a sukkah al gabi ilon would also be possible because of the prohibition midarabanan to utilize it on Shabbos or Yontif. Now the Gemara says, what is the svar of Reb Meir? Why is it that the sukkah itself actually is kosher according to Reb Meir, even though he agrees lo olim lo biyantif? Reb Meir hanami midaraisa mizyachazi, because he says on a doraisa level it is roy and it is fit because it's only exer midarabanan, not to be ola al ilon. The rabban who de gazru bay, it's only exer midarabanan. So the question is, what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Meir? Firstly, it appears that both Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Meir agree that a sukkah has to be a sukkah haru'i l'shiva. They're just arguing rather whether that has to be b'koach or b'foal. Does it have to have actually the potential to be a good sukkah? And since on a d'oraisa level, Reb Meir says it potentially, without the gzeirah midrabanan, on a d'oraisa level, it's michza chozya. And even though Rabbanan hu d'gazru ba, it actually, since it has the potential on the d'oraisa level to be good, even though b'foal, practically, midrabanan, you can't climb on it, Reb Meir says it is good. Well, Reb Yehuda at the end of the day says that this issa d'rabanan now creates a new reality. And the reality is that the sukkah is not usable kol shiva. Let's try to understand what the machlokas between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda is. So the Ritva clarifies for us that both Shitas, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, are that they both hold sukkah needs to be ru'uya kol shiva. And the Ritva says, v'zu eina ru'uya l'zayin yomim ritzufim. It's not roi, this sukkah, for 7 straight days. Sha'ashabes bo la'olam b'toch shiva. Interestingly enough, he says that the reason is because of Shabbos. Doruch Ner points out that the reason should be Yontif also, and he questions what exactly is the use of the word Shabbos in the Ritva, as opposed to Rashi, who says, De'eina ru'uya liyom rishon. But nevertheless, the Ritva goes on and says that's eina ru'uya, because for sure there's one day of Shabbos, bali olam b'toch shiva, ubehema eina ru'uya l'shabbos. Now these are key words. V'damya kamo she'eina yechola la'amod b'ruach metzuya. That the Ritva says this is similar to a physical sukkah that cannot stand up with a normal wind. So it seems that the sukkah has to be defined as a sukkah that you can utilize. Therefore, since there's absolutely no utilization on Shabbos, just like a sukkah cannot be utilized if it was going to fall down, it won't have the potential to be utilized. Therefore, according to Shitas Reb Yehuda, it's possible. Then he explains Reb Meir. Reb Meir nami hamid reisa chazya, v'rabon hu degozru ba bebehema. He's saying that both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda agree that the whole Isser here is only Isser Midrabon. Elisha who sover shekach din Torah, but rather, Shitas Reb Yehuda is that this is what the Torah is telling you. Live soul kol sukkah she'ena ru'uya l'shiva me'ezet sad v'inyin she'yeya v'harehi psula min ha'Torah. So the Ritva is clarifying that this is not only a psul midrabanan according to Rabbi Yehuda. We might learn the whole machlokas is whether we create a new psul midrabanan because I cannot utilize it midrabanan. So if someone would use this sukkah according to Rabbi Yehuda, could it be that he could be yotze? Many achronim hold that in certain cases, even if something is psul midrabanan, if you have no other choice, you can go ahead and you could utilize it. In this scenario, the Ritva would hold, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though the whole Isser to utilize the sukkah on Shabbos and Yontav is only midrabanan, and if there was no other sukkah, this sukkah would not be kosher, even on a deraisa level, once Rabbanan said it couldn't be used kol shiva. Now this opens up an interesting question, the question of whether Rabbanan have the ability to go ahead and say that if something is not roi midrabanan, is it also Eino Roy Midaraisa? Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Vav, Paskins, that someone who makes a sukkah, Ha'osa Sukkos, or Barosh HaGola, or Barosh HaSfina, K'sher, or Olam LaBiyantif, Barosha Ilan O Algabe Gamal Kshera Vein Olin Lo Biyantif. Now the Rambam paskins that even though you can't be Ola on a sukkah that you made Barosha Ilan O Algabe Behema, nevertheless he paskins Kshera. So he paskins like Shitas Reb Meir. So the question is, would this mean that the Shitas HaRambam is that even though if something is not Roy on a Derabonan level, it still is Roy on a Deraisa level? This opens up a major question in the Achronim. One of the first Achronim to really, really discuss this issue head-on is the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Trumas, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam brings the Halacha of Kohen Tameh, Aser Le'echol Truma, Ben Tameh Ben Tahora. A Kohen who is Tameh cannot eat Truma, whether the Truma is Tameh or whether the Truma is Tahora. Shinemar, Ish ish mizera aron v'hu tzaru ozov b'kotrim lo ye'achal. Now, the halacha is that a kohen tameh is not allowed to go ahead and eat truma, whether the truma is tameh or tahora. But there is a major difference. The difference is that if the truma is tahora, and a kohen tameh eats truma tahora, then is achiyav misa bidei shemayim. If a kohen tameh eats truma tameh, then the Rambam says, it's only a lav. As the Rambam says, Ela shekol tamei ha'ochel truma tahora chayev misa b'dei shemayim. However, if a kohen tamei eats truma tamei, then he only gets malchus. The Mishnah Melech wonders. He says, v'yesh lehistapek, b'misha ochel truma tamei midrabanan. If someone eats truma Tameya midrabanan, meaning on a Doraisa level, the Truma is actually Tahora. So meaning on a Doraisa level, if a Kohen Tame would eat this Truma Tameya midrabanan, he would be Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim. But once the Rabbanan came along and said the Truma is Truma Tameya, do you say, E Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim, Mi Amrinan Kevan, the Truma Zu Tahora Min HaTorah, Shaper Karinan Bey, Umesubo Ki Yechaluluhu. Do we say that since on a Doraisa is a chil of the Truma Tahira, therefore we get Misa B'dei Shemayim? Or do we say no, O Dilma, Af Shetumasa Midarabad Matinanla, the Amrinan Prat Lizu, Shemichuleles Veomedes? And the Mishnah Melech says there are many Sfekos like this. Now, one of the Sfekos he brings is the Shitas HaRambam himself. In Hilchos Nara Besula, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, where the Rambam himself says that there is a din that if a man is Ma'anis, a Nara Besula, or a Nara, the Halacha is that the man has to pay Knas, but he also has a Chiyav Midoraisa, or Velosi Yeli Isha, that he has to take her as a wife. The Rambam says that if she's Aser Midorabanan, she's one of the Shnios, then the Isser Doraisa of Lo Siel Isha does not apply because she is an Eina Ruya Midarabanan, is considered to be an Eina Ruya Midaraisa. So the Mishnah Melech understands that the Rambam Shita is Eina Ruya Midarabanan is also an Eina Ruya Midaraisa. That causes a little bit of a problem because the Shita's HaRambam is that an Eina Ruya Midarabanan is Eina Ruya Midaraisa, and therefore an Isser Arayas Midarabanan is not considered to be ru'uya for the kiyum of the lo siel le'isha, then how could the Rambam paskin by us in our sugya that a sukkah she'ena yechola la'alos bar on Shabbos is still a sukkah haru'uya le'shiva? Now, they also point out, the Mishnah Melech also points out, that Tosus and Chavtes Amar Aleph and Ksubis clearly holds that an eno roi midorabonan is a roi midoraisa. And he proves this from the fact that Tosfos feels that the Isser Nesinim, the Isser to marry Nesinim, is definitely an Isser Doraisa. And Tosfos proves that because in Chavtes Amud Beis, on Chavtes Amud Beis, the Gemara says that according to one man diyamer, the Lo Siel Isha excludes a Nesina because you're not allowed to live with her. So Tosfos says, if a pasuk midaraisa is excluding a nesina, it must be that nesina is an iser doraisa. Now the Mishnah Melech points out once again, the Rambam would not agree with that. So the Mishnah Melech postulates that there is a machlokis between the Rambam and Tosfos as to whether an eino ruuya Midr Rabbanon is also an Einar Ru'uya Midraisa. But the question is, can we be mechalik in the nature of the Issur Derabbanan? And if we understand that there are different Issurei Derabbanan, could it be that in certain cases, some Issurei Derabbanan are Roy L'Daraisa, and some Issurei Derabbanan are not Roy L'Daraisa? There's a major Chakir in Achronim, and Rav Yosef Engel and Osun Daraisa Simin Yud speaks this out at length, of whether Issurei Midrabbanan are Issurei Gavra or Issurei Chefza. Meaning, when the Rabbanan come along, did they have the ability to actually go ahead and create a new Isser Heftza? Or even when they create an Isser Macholas Asuras Midr Rabbanan. So for instance, the Brisker Rav in Hichos Chometz U'Matzah discusses this. When Chachamim come along and say that Chometz Midrais is also Mishay Shos Lamala, but they're going to create an Isser from Shachamishis. Could that Isser de Rabbanan actually create a Heftza of Macholos Asuras? So there's a major discussion in the Achronim. Now, it may very well be that we could answer up the Rambam based on this. When the Rambam is discussing in Hilchos Nara Besula that in Einu Aroi Mid Rabbanan, Shnios or Arayos Mid Rabbanan are considered to be Eino Roy Midaraisa for the Kiyum of Velos Yeliisha, it may be that in that case, Rabbanan created an Isser Heftza. They created a new category of Arayas. If that's the case, then Eino Roy Midarabbanan is an Eino Roy Midaraisa. The same may be by Truma Temeya, that they put on the Heftza, they have the ability in the Koach to declare that Heftza of Truma Tahora Midaraisa, Temeya Midrabbanan, as a result of that, an Eino Roy Midrabbanan is also Eino Roy Midraisa. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Ches of Los Asiru, Oz Beis, brings a discussion of this concerning the Isser of Bas Osiru, based on the Gemara in Psochim Pe Gimel Med Beis. The Gemara in Psochim Pe Gimel Med Beis says that there are cases of Gidim, there are cases of a Gid, that you would have to burn if it's left over. Where it is not necessarily considered to be classical basar. How could that be, the Gemara says? It could be that you have a suffix of whether the gid is a gid hanoshe, meaning that you're not sure whether you can eat it or not. Therefore, it is a gid, but it is not classical basar because you have a suffix of whether to eat it or not. The Gemara also gives another example. It says, Shmano shel gid, the fat around the gid hanasha. The actual lashon of the Gemara is that Yisrael kedoshim, that is a minhag amongst Yisrael, who are kedoshim, not to eat shmano shel gid. Rashi, Divar HaMaschil, Rav Ashi, and Pegimel Beis and Psochim says, that as a result of the fact that Yisrael took upon themselves the Isser of not eating Shmano Shel Gid, therefore there is no Isser Noser on that, even on a Doraisa level. Which means that an Eino Roy Mid the Rabbanan, once the Rabbanan came along and said that this object is Usser to eat, it no longer, even on a Doraisa level, could have a Shem Noser. But once again, that's because they created an Isser Heftza in the object. They created a new concept of Ma'acholos Asuras. The Sfasemans on Pegimel Mebeis says it's a very big chiddush in that Gemara, because that Gemara says Yisrael Kedoshim Heim Vehem Kiblu Atzma. And he wants to say that that Gemara is even Mechadish, that a minhag of Klal Yisrael is enough to create a Isser Heftza of Macholos Asuras, so even on a Doraisa level, it's Eino Roy L'Achila, and there will not be an Isser Nosa on a Doraisa level. But all of those cases are dealing with objects where you're creating a Heftza Shel Isser. Either, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Nara B'Tzula, a Heftza of an Arayas, or by the Gemara in Pei Gimel Beis and Psochim, a Heftza of Gid Hanosh of Macholos Asuras, or, but, like the Mishnah Melech brings down, Truma Temeya Midorabon, you're creating a Heftz of Truma Temeya. In all those cases, we might say that an Eino Roy Midorabonon is also an Eino Roy Midoraisa. And the Rambam could agree with that. Now, why, however, does the Rambam say over here that a sukkah al gabe behema or gabe ilan, like shitas Reb Meir, since it's mizyachazi midaraisa, it's considered to be sukkah haruya kol shiva? So it may very well be that here the isur derabbanan is not an isur chefza. Because what exactly is the isur here? The isur is you're not allowed to climb up on a tree. When you're not allowed to climb up on a tree, that's clearly just an isur gavra. And if it's an isur gavra, you may very well say, like Reb Meir says in our sugya, that it's michsiyachazi. It doesn't affect the status of the sukkah itself. They are not creating, for instance, a psul midrabanan of schach. They are not creating any psul in the heft of the sukkah. They are only telling you that practically I can't get to the sukkah. That would not affect the status of a sukkah. And you would say an eino roi midrabanan means eino roi, that the rabbanan created a side iser, and that would not affect the status of the sukkah on a daraisa level. And therefore the Rambam would be consistent. And that Shitas Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda, however, would say, even an Eino Roy, practically midrabanan, would create a psul in the sukkah on a daraisa level. The final topic is the topic of sukkah she'ena yichola la'amod beruach mitzuya diabasha. Concerning the first din in our Mishnah, ha'usa sukkah berosh ha'gola or berosh ha'sfina, the Gemara questions, who is that consistent with? Which shitas tanoim would agree that a hosa sukkah barosha sfinas kosher? So the Gemara says, Mani mas nisan, Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, hosa sukkoso barosha sfina, Rabbi Gmilio posav, Rabbi Akiva machsher. The Gemara goes on to say that everyone agrees, Amar Abaye, the kule alma hecha de eni yecholo la'amad baruch mitzuya de avasha lo klum hi. Everyone agrees that if the sukkah is on land, and it cannot withstand the normal wind on dry land, lo klumi. However, yechol la'amod b'she'ena mitzuya diabasha kuli amalo pligi dekshera. Everyone agrees that if it cannot withstand an unusual wind, it's also kosher. When do Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel argue? They argue if you take a boat out into the sea, and there's a normal wind on the sea, does it have to be able to withstand the normal winds on the sea, which are clearly in greater intensity than a normal wind on dry land? Rabbi Gamliel Sover, Sukkah diras kva ba'inan. Rabbi Gamliel says that a sukkah has to be like a permanent structure. The kevin de'ini yechol la'amad baruch mutsuya diyam lo klumi. The Rabbi Akiva Sover, Sukkah diras haroi ba'inan. Rabbi Akiva's shita is the sukkah is only a temporary dwelling, and it only needs v'kevan d'yichol amad baruch mitzuy devashik shera. Rabbi Akiva's shita is very interesting, because Rabbi Akiva says that you're mamash going out into the sea with a sukkah that's not going to be able to withstand the winds that are out in sea. Nevertheless, he will say it's kosher. Because if that sukkah was on dry land, the sukkah on dry land would be kshera. Now, in order to understand Shitas Rabbi Akiva, we're going to go back to Rabbi Akiva's minimal requirement. Rabbi Akiva's minimal requirement is that the kulei amalo plige de kshera, what is kosher, if it's able to withstand a ruach mitzuya b'yabasha. But heicha de'ena yechol la'amod baruch mitzuya de'avasha lo klum hi. What does that mean that everyone agrees that if it cannot withstand the normal wind on land, lo klum hi? So Rashi says, da'afilu diras arai lo havya. Rashi's lashon is interesting, that even according to the man the amr diras arai, doesn't mean that a sukkah doesn't have to be any type of substantial dwelling. There's even a minimal definition of what a dwelling has to be, according to the Man d'Yom Diras Aroi. And Rashi says the reason that a sukkah has to be able to withstand Ruach Mitzuya B'Yabasha is because that is the minimal requirement we need to call it a Diras Aroi. So basically the machlokas between Diras Aroi and Diras Kfa, according to Rashi, doesn't seem to be a question of anything essential or intrinsic, rather degree. that Diras Aroy is a dwelling that is not as strong as Diras Kfa. However, Yesh Lachkor, in this requirement of a Sukkah Sheyichol La'amod Baruch Metzuya, is it a din in the definition of Sukkah as a Dira, like Rashi says, or is it a din B'chol HaTorah Kula B'mechitzos? We know that the funos of Sukkah have halachas of mechitzos. So, for instance, it has the din of Lavud, the din of Gerachis, the din of Gerasik. And we know that the Gemara says on Daf Dalet that the reason that the Sukkah has to be at least Asar Tfachim is because the minimal requirement for a mechitza is Asar Tfachim. Now, we read a Ritva earlier where the Ritva said that if a Sukkah is Eina Yechayla La'amod Baruch Metzuya, then it's not considered to be a Sukkah Haru'uya L'Shiva. So it appears that both the Ritva and Rashi are of the opinion that the requirement of Sukkah that has to be able La'amod Baruch Metzuya D'Yabasha is a halacha in Hilchos Sukkah, not in Hilchos Mechitzos. It's a halacha in the requirement of Diras Sukkah. Like Rashi says, that's the minimum requirement of Diras Aroy. And like the Ritva says, if it cannot withstand Sukkah Ruach Metzuya, then it's not a Sukkah Haru'uya L'Shiva. However, it appears that the Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Tezayin, brings down Kol Mechitza, She'ena Yecholo La'amod Baruch Metzuya Eina Mechitza. He says the same thing there in Halacha Chav Dalet. The Kira Sefer says that the Rambam learns this Halacha of Shabbos, that Mechitza Shabbos have to be able to withstand the Ruach Metzuya, from the Halacha of Sukkah. So it appears that the Rambam is learning differently, that and when the Rambam brings this Halacha down in Hilchos Sukkah, he just says Lav Klumhi, like the Lashon of the Gemara. And it seems that the Shittas HaRambam is the requirement of Sukkah, Sheyachal Amad Baruch Metzuya, is a requirement in general, Mechitzas B'chol HaTorah Kula. And the Rambam also says this by Dinei Rishuyos of Shabbos in Erevin, and the marker is from Sukkah Chavdal Amad Beis, and it appears that this halacha is also brought down in Tur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Samach Beis Halacha Aleph. And interestingly enough, in Hilchos Tznius, where there's a Gabi Mechitza Bifnei HaOr HaNer, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins in Simen Resh Mem Sifkat Mem, that the same requirement of a Mechitza to be Chotzetz Bifnei Or HaNer, Nichos Tznius, is based on this. In the name of the Magen Avraham Nachach Masodom, he says it's required that it's a Sukkah Sheyecholo La'amod Baruch Metzuya. So you see clearly from the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and Mishnah Berurah, the requirement of Sukkah Sheyecholo La'amod Baruch Metzuya is not like Rashi and the Ritva, a din in defining diras or yeshiva sukkah, but rather a din in mechitzas b'chol hator kula. Now the Brisker Rav, as opposed to the way we understood Rashi, in the one piece that he has in Hilchos Sukkah, discusses what is the fundamental machlokes between the Mandi Amar who holds diras arai and the Mandi Amar who holds diras kfa. He actually says that according to the Mandi Amar who holds diras arai, there's no t'nai in the Shem HaSukkah, or there's no t'nai in the Heft of the Sukkah, according to the Mandi Amar Diras Aroy, that it has to be Roy Le Yeshiva or Roy Le Dira. And he actually brings down a fundamental machlokas in a Sukkah that's Asar Tfachim, based on a Gemara and Daf Dalet, where the Gemara there says that if there's a Sukkah that's just Asar Tfachim, and the Schach actually drops below the Asar Tvachim. Abaye says, as long as Imchamta Mirub Mitzilta Kshera, as long as the Schach that drops below Asar Tvachim does not have it the Shem Schach on it, and the amount of shade that the Schach that drops below Asar Tvachim still does not provide more shade than light, then it's kosher. Rava says, Had Diras Sruchahi, Ve'ein Adam Dar B'Diras Sruchah. Rava says, forget the halacha in Hilchos Mechitzos, or forget the halachas that, even though the schach that comes down, might not be considered to have, to be mevatel, the halal asara. Rava says, practically, you can't live in the sukkah if the schach intrudes upon the asara tvachim. Now, the Torah in Or HaChaim, Simen Tafresh Lamed Gimel, and the Shulchan Aruch also, Paskins, that this creates a real psul in the sukkah. So everyone would agree, it appears, that if the sukkah is not livable, then, or it doesn't have the ability to be livable, it's a psul in the sukkah. However, the Briskarov points out that the Rambam in Perek He, Halacha Lamed Beis, writes, V'tzorech lihi zoher shelo yehutzim v'olim shoschach yordim l'toch asar tvachim, k'dei shelo yetzer lo b'yeshivasa. It's mashma according to the Rambam that when hutzim, when the schach comes down within the halal of asar tvachim, it's not necessarily a psul in the sukkah. Even though it's invading on the territory of your yeshiva sukkah, it has to be a personal subject of halacha that he is not, shelo yetzerlo, he himself is not pained by it. The Briskarov postulates that the Rambam is paskening, according to the Mandi Amr, that the diras sukkah has to be diras aroi. And therefore, according to the Rambam, the only requirement of diras aroi, there's no t'nai that the sukkah has to be objectively a livable place. But rather, according to the Mandi Amr, that the dira has to be a diras aroi, all you require to create a sukkah is that the sukkah has dinei mechitzos and dinei schach. As long as it has defanos asura, and as long as it complies to all dinei mechitzos b'chol ha-Torah kula, the Mandi Amr diras aroi would say it's kosher. The only issue would be practically, the Rambam says, tzorech li zoher, that if the schach comes down, as long as, like Abaye says, it doesn't have a shame that's mevatel mechitzas asara, because chamta merubim mitzilta, only if practically you can't live there, or you practically cannot go ahead and fit in there, then it would turn out to be pasul. Which would mean, according to Rambam, you could have a sukkah that can have schach going betoch asara, and for some individual would be kosher, and for other individuals would be pasul, depending on if he could subjectively live there. So the Rambam, so Briskarov says, there's a fundamental machlokes between the Mandi Amr who holds diras aroi and diras kfa. And according to the Mandi Amr who holds diras aroi, then there really is no requirement in the sukkah except it complies to dinei mechitzos. Now at the end of the piece of the Briskarov, he brings Shitas Rashi here, and he says, ubefeirish Rashi sham, on our Gemara Chav Gimel, Rashi says, lo klumhi, the reason that a sukkah she'eni yachol la'amod beruach mitzui is not a sukkah, da filu diras arai lo havya. Now Briskarov says, ulechora mavur, the way he understands Rashi, as we said, mizah hepuch devarenu. Rashi seems to be going against the yisod of the Briskarov. Da harei paslinen lahasukkah yishum de'ena necheves av diras arai. The reason that sukkah she'eni yochel la'amod beruach mitzui is possible is because even according to Mandi Amr diras aroi, there's a t'nai in the sukkah that it has to be something that you can live in, which is against the idea that the Briskarov had in the Rambam. He says, ulam yesh lomar da harambam mefarish, but as we said, the shittas harambam is, the ha di'im eni yochel la'amod beruach mitzui shel yavasher lo klumhi, so once again, the Briskarov is telling us that this is a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi. And it actually goes to the nature of how the Rambam and Rashi would understand the Mandi Amr, Diras Arai. According to the Mandi Amr, Diras Arai, he's saying it never really needs a shame Dira. It just needs to conform to Dinei Mechitzos. And the proof that he brings that the Rambam Shita is more mistaber is from our sugya. Our sugya says that according to Shita's Rabbi Akiva, as long as the sukkah is able to withstand the winds on land, you could even take it out besfina. And even once you take it out besfina, you know that it's not going to be able to be omed baruch mitzuya. He says that clearly means, according to Rabbi Akiva, that the man, the Amr, Rabbi Akiva holds dear sarai, doesn't hold practically that the t'nai in the sukkah has to be that it's livable, but rather it has to conform to dinei mechitzos. That's why even though on the water it would not be able to withstand, and unlike the Ritva who says it would be possible because of sukkah she'ein arui l'shiva, and unlike Rashi who says that it would be possible because it doesn't have a shame diras arai if it can't withstand the wind on land, The Griz, the Briskerov, says Pshat in the Ram is exactly the opposite. That as long as Medina Mechitzas, as long as a structure is created, according to the Mandi Amadira Saraya, I just need a structure that conforms to the halachas of what a structure is, b'Shabbos or b'Kelayim or in other areas of Torah. And the Mandi Amadira Saraya does not require it to actually be a t'nai in being livable for the Cheftza. Practically, you're not Yotze Yeshiva Sukkah if you cannot live in it. But if it is something that is not livable for the long term or may fall down, it doesn't matter. That won't possible the Shem Sukkah. And that's what the Mandi Amadira Saraya holds according to Briskerov's understanding in the Rambam. So these are sodas dika machlokas between the Rambam versus Rashi and the Ritva in our sugya. What is the nature of the Mandi Amadira Saraya? Does he only require dine mechitzas? And that's why he passes or according to Rashi in the Ritva, is it more than that? That even according to Manda Diras Haroi, there is a minimal requirement in Tanai in the Sukkah of its livability and its ability to be a Dira.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.